Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today we're going to talk about God's postal address. Our scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Leviticus 7, 22 through chapter 8, verse 36, Psalm 25, 16 through 22, Proverbs 6, 9 through 11, Mark 2, 23 through chapter 3, verse 12. Again, we're going to be talking about God's postal address. Our focal passage today is going to come from Psalm 25, verse 20, which says, "Guard me and deliver me. Do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you." Jesus, in his opening words in the Lord's Prayer, taught us to focus first on God before presenting to him any requests or petitions. Why did Jesus bid us to pray? "Our Father who art in heaven." It is so important about the fact that God lives in heaven. Someone has suggested that heaven is God's postal address, and therefore the place in which all prayers and petitions are to be directed. I believe, however, that Jesus is using the words "in heaven" sought to focus our minds not so much on God's location, but rather on his elevation. We are so used to living, as we say, in a man's world, surrounded by limitations, that we are apt to forget that God exists in a realm where there are no shortages or restraints. Here on earth, we stagger from one crisis to another, face endless problems, such as economic recessions, strikes, political unrest, but in heaven, God, where God lives, such situations are non-existent. There is no shortages in factories of his grace, no disputes on his assembly lines, and no faults in his communication system. Ring Calvary at any hour of the day or night, and you will be put into direct contact with the King of Kings. Can you now see that Jesus means what he means when he bids us to focus on God who is in heaven? He is telling us to elevate our spiritual vision until it breaks free from heaven's gravitational pull, and to remind ourselves constantly of the fact that in our God's presence, our greatest problems turn into possibilities. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, this phrase "in heaven" is like a rocket that launches us between heaven's limitations into a realm where everything else is blessedness and light. Help us to never lose sight of this fact today and every day. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at Revelation chapter 4, verse 2, and then also verse 21, Isaiah 66, 1 through 2, Matthew 5, 34, and keep these two questions in mind. What is the focal point of heaven? 2, how does this elevate our vision? Something to really think about. Hope you guys will have a great day. Hope you guys will continue following me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.